You're listening to SBS News.
Along with 993 award recipients in the General Division, 221 meritorious and military awards have also been announced. The Queen's Birthday Honours List includes people who have achieved excellence in the fields of science, arts, community service, education, business and in many other areas. Dr. Marguerite Evans-Galea, who has been made a member of the Order of Australia, is a scientist and entrepreneur. She has led research programs in cells and gene therapy for inherited diseases in Australia and overseas, and has played a key role in promoting women in science, technology, engineering, mathematics and medicine, otherwise known as STEM. Dr. Evans-Galea says Australia has come a long way in the early career development of women in STEM, but is much further to go at senior levels.
The Bachelor of Science level, we're graduating more women than STEM. On average, there's around 60% women. And then once we enter the PhD phase, we are at gender parity, so 50-50. And then as we move up the academic ladder, which is into independent group leader, it's a significant drop already, particularly in the life sciences, down to 25%. And by the time you hit the highest level, which is professor level in academia, you're down to 17% thereabouts. And it's very similar in other sectors. So this is not a phenomenon that's unique to academic research. This is across all STEM sectors in the corporate sector as well.
Dr. Evans-Galea says mentoring is crucial to advancing the careers of women in STEM.
There is this sort of need for collaboration in science, but there's also a need for healthy competition. And it's just about getting that balance right. And I think what we're aiming to do in the STEM sector now, with you'll see the advent of many programs, not just for women in STEM, but even more broadly, focused on mentoring and sponsorship and developing leaders. And I think that's a result of the need for that to be at the forefront of the culture in science.
The president of the Greek community of Melbourne, Bill Papastergiadis, has been recognised with an Order of Australia medal for his services to the Greek community. The organisation was founded more than 120 years ago, and Mr. Papastergiadis says about 10 years ago, the organisation decided to expand beyond the Greek community to try and make it more relevant to the broader community. Mr. Papastergiadis says part of this involved expanding its programs and building a new 15-storey culture centre that is also open for use by other ethnic groups in Melbourne.
One of the things that we can do now as a Greek organisation and as a community is to ensure that we are also role models but also participants in the wider discourse for new and emerging communities. So we've opened up the doors now to the Sudanese in Melbourne and have commenced dialogue with their leaders and put in applications for funding for a number of different projects. So it's about working with other community groups, working with the broader Australian population and ensuring that we're all good functioning citizens in a wonderful country.
Also made a member of the Order of Australia, Victor George Chapman, an Indigenous man descended from the Noongabarra people. Mr. Chapman was the first Aboriginal teacher and school principal in New South Wales and went on to forge a career as an artist, as well as revitalising the Yuwalari language, which he was punished for speaking as a child. 87-year-old Mr. Chapman is the youngest of 15 children, none of whom reached high school. He says a remarkable teacher named Mr. McKinnon was the catalyst that pushed him forward, securing him a scholarship to finish school and eventually become a teacher himself.
I loved going to work, and I think the reason why I loved going to work was I could see that education was the vehicle that would take Indigenous people out of poverty and disadvantage. I just hope that I would have had the same effect on many kids that McKinnon had on me, that had changed their lives for the better.
Mr. Chapman lived through a period that saw Indigenous people legally excluded from mainstream life, denied the right to vote and be Australian citizens. He says his parents, who were illiterate and sacrificed much to send him to high school, would be proud to see Indigenous people now gaining higher qualifications in a range of fields. Mr. Chapman, who shares a birthday with Albert Einstein, quotes the great scientist about the importance of being of service to others.
The great Albert Einstein, with whom I'd share a birthday but utterly not intelligence. And he says, I remember this quote, it's so applicable. And he says, strange is our situation here on earth. Each of us comes for a short visit, not knowing why, yet sometimes seeming to divine a purpose. And from the standpoint of daily life, however, there is one thing we do know, that man is here for the sake of other men, above all for those upon whose smiles and well-being our own happiness depends. That's what motivates me. No, we're here for other people.
Almost 43% of awards were for outstanding service or achievement in the community, while the oldest recipient on the 2019 Queen's Birthday list is 99 years old. The youngest is 18 years old. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.